The Secret Mermaid, Seahorse SOS and Dolphin Danger, written by Sue Mongredian and read by Eva Haddon. Seahorse SOS. Chapter 1. Home time, called Mrs. Cartwright. See you next week, everyone. It was a Friday afternoon in mid-November, and as the children rushed out of the classrooms, it seemed as if everyone was talking at once about birthday parties, weekend shopping trips, sleepovers. Everyone except me, that is, thought Molly Holmes, trudging along on her own as the voices rang out around her. Molly had been a pupil of Horseshoe Bay Primary School for just 2 months. Back in the summer, she and her family had moved from their old town to live with Gran in Horseshoe Bay, and it had been really scary starting a new school without knowing anybody there. Molly still missed her old friends, especially Katie, and didn't feel as if she quite fitted in here yet, especially as the other girls in her class already had best friends or were in tight-knit groups. And a few of them lived in the same street and walked home together in a gang, whereas Molly's new home was further out of the village, up on the cliffs, overlooking the bay. Still, I wouldn't swap that for anything, Molly thought, her spirits rising as she headed towards the cliff path. She loved living by the sea, especially since she discovered some of the ocean's magical secrets. And I may not have lots of school friends yet, she said to herself, but at least I've got my mermaid friends. A pale sun was struggling to shine, and the beach was deserted.